Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 144 for Monday, November 14th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished lower on Monday, weighed down by losses in vegetable oil and Chicago Board of Trade soybeans. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $5 lower, with the January contract checking in at $509.70 a ton. That's down $4.20. Losses in crude oil added to the downside. Weather conditions in South America have been generally favorable for seeding, while waves of freshly harvested U.S. soybeans are making their way onto the market. However, on the other side of the coin, the Canadian dollar was lower compared to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more enticing to foreign buyers. The future of trade with China seems somewhat uncertain due to the recent election of Donald Trump as U.S. president. Trump previously stated he wants to see the trading relationship with China adjusted, and that has made some traders nervous going forward. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 to 5 cents weaker. The January contract was at $9.82 a bushel. The market has felt pressure by the success of the U.S. harvest. As well, seeding conditions in South America are very favorable. Strength in the U.S. dollar was bearish for commodities in general today. China has said it wants to crack down on speculative trading within its market. Corn was 3 to 4 cents lower, with a December contract checking in at $3.37 a bushel. The corn market is facing some tough technicals on the charts right now. It is trading below the 10, 20, and 40-day moving averages. Cheap supplies of corn from other countries in the Black Sea, and to a lesser extent South America, are weighing on values. There is also some uncertainty over the trading relationship with China. Wheat was 9 to 10 cents lower, with the December contract coming in at $3.93 a bushel. The U.S. is facing tough international competition when it comes to wheat. Russia says it has exported 11.25 million tons of wheat since July 1st, and Egypt just bought 60,000 tons of wheat from Russia. France says it has planted 90% of its winter wheat, and about 60% of that has already emerged. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, November 14th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.